Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. 10 things that people say you should do before you turn 50. That's what people say. Sense of accomplishment. You've accomplished things in life that you should have accomplished by the age of 50. Keep your own score at home. Number one, in no particular order, but was buy a house. Mm-hmm. By the time you're 50. So if you're in your 20s right now, you got plenty of time to buy a house, but you got to do that before you're 50 or you're considered a loser.
Okay. I disagree with that one, but that's times
I mean, think about it. In California, people who rent, they're like paying, you know, could be paying $2,600 for a rent when you could get mortgage for that or even less. And you're like, I'm just throwing that money away.
Yeah, but you can buy a house in some parts of this nation for
$2,600.
But
50 grand. You don't live there. Living in Southern California is awesome.
I know, but it costs $500,000 to get in a decent house and $1 million+ to get in a nice one.
Marry rich.
Some people.
My God, people in Southern money. California. People were gold diggers. That's why they moved out here. It was a rush to gold dig.
And gold.
They're still gold digging today. Marry rich, buy a house. All right, anyway. Okay. Here we go. Things you should do before you're 50? Have kids.
Well, I disagree with two in a row. How is that? How does it make me a loser because I haven't?
It's just an accomplished full life. You bought a house. You've reached that accomplishment. You've had kids. There's another accomplishment. You've continued your line for future generations.
Had I beamed back to the Eisenhower years and we're all in black and white and it's 1957.
You'd be a confirmed bachelor.
Then maybe I agree with the first two. You need to own a house and have children.
We can confirm bachelor and the old maid over here.
But I don't think in this day and age, I don't think that is necessarily a barometer or even a goal you have to have.
I think it is. I think in Hollywood, if you aren't the type to want to have kids, possibly to ruin your body and take you out of the movies, you adopt. So it becomes part of the thing. It's like, I want to give back. I want to give back to a child. I will adopt a child. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to squirt one out.
Weren't people somewhat ashamed in past years if they had not married, had not settled down, had not had a kid, had not owned a home? Now I don't think there's any shame associated with that. In fact, I think there's envy sometimes. People tell me I'm lucky all the time
to not
have kids. You know, I got more free fund money to myself. Want to go vacation, I go vacation, do what I want.
But you don't know what love is. True, unconditional love. That's what unconditional love is. That's why it's so hard.
I know.
You can't help. But love.
But not all kids turn out good.
I know, but you still got to love them. That's the thing. It's like your mom and dad still love Donnie. Your mom and dad still love Darren.
Yeah.
Unconditionally. That's why it's so hard, because they want so much more for your brothers, but they're not going to get it. That's why they coddle them and still want to give to them. And you're like, why do you keep doing that? Let him go on his own.
Right.
Because that's my kid. Unconditional love. You guys will never experience that. Never even understand why your brothers are loved.
How dare you, Frank? We know what it's like because we have dogs. Unconditional dog love is close to unconditional child love. I know it's not quite the same, but it's like 90% of the way there.
At a certain age, you stop French kissing your kid. Well, I mean, when they're babies, they come out your mouth open. It's okay then. But when they're 13,
usually stop.
You're down
that.
There, blah, 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 still French kissing your dog. It's a different relationship.
Unless you're in France, then I think it's your whole life.
Right? Yeah. Then it's in France, you're fine.
So I disagree with the first two there, Frank. House and kids, I don't think that's necessarily...
Why, because you're one and one?
But yeah, I'm defending it because I'm on the other side of it.
Oh, boy. Let's all guess what Frosty's going to say for number three, then. The things you should accomplish by the age of 50.
Oh, please don't tell me it's have sex.
Well, I guess that's just assumed. It's not even on the list. No, it's get married.
See, again, what year is this? I don't have the stats in my head, but it seems to me it's between 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 now. I've never married.
I think this is accomplishing the norms, Frosty. It's like you're not normal when you are your age, you've never been married, you haven't had kids. You are an anomaly.
Yeah, but norms are changing. You used to churn your butter, too. Now you don't. It's not normal if you churn your butter, yet your great-grandma did.
Yeah, I have to agree with Frosty. This is feeling a little old-fashioned.
Isn't it?
So many of my friends don't have kids. Lots of people choose not to get married anymore.
Is it choosing or never being
asked?
No, it's
choosing.
No, come on. Be honest with yourself,
people. They're with people, but they're not married. That happens all the time.
Do they have kids?
Lisa's with somebody not married. I'm with, yeah,
Lisa
exactly.
Lisa was married. Lisa tried it once and failed miserably at it. She realizes she's no good at marriage. So she doesn't want to make the same mistake twice, but she at least tried it once.
I don't think there's anything wrong with never getting married.
Now, Lisa, I'm guessing you haven't ruled it out definitively, but for the moment, you don't have to be married to be happy.
No, absolutely not.
So you're not ruling it out. You're just saying it's not a requirement. And Frank's
this
list is
not
implied.
A requirement. This
you're
is
saying by 50 you should have done these things or what? If you're a failure?
Still dressing with the ball cap on and the t-shirt like you're in college. It's like at some point your fashion sense has to change when you change decades, whether it be your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. You can't be still wearing the cargo shorts and like you're going to class with a backpack on. It's just things change.
Well, then you look stupid visually. I'll give you that.
So if you're still living the college life, being a single guy with no kids and going out and playing darts every night with your dart club, that's really not...
No, what's wrong with that?
You're stunted.
What you call stunted, I call liberated.
Yeah, you pick the time and a lifestyle you love, and you stayed there. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
You're 100%
saying it's a bad thing.
You're saying he's stunted. Is that a good
stunted.
Thing?
Stunted.
He chose to get off the life train at a certain stop.
Then if you call me stunted, then I call you bald and chained. I call you anchored. I call
me.
You stuck in a rut. I mean, I can turn it on you, too. Those who have settled
What's
down.
What's my rut?
And got, well, you got wife, kids, house, stuff that's the
obligations. What did I do last night?
You got drunk.
I went out to a sports bar and drank tequila until I was S-faced.
Yeah, where was the wife and kids?
They were there. Who do you think drove me home?
Oh, okay. Jesus. His 13-year-old.
Yeah, the kid.
Thank God he can drive a stick.
Frank. By your age, you should have gone over the side of the automatic, for God's sakes. You're still driving a stick?
Three on the tree. He's good.
Oh, my God.
You never know when daddy's going to need a ride.
Yeah, teach him early. That's what my dad did. I was driving by the time I was 11. Like one-armed leaning. You're just like, I guess.
No, honey, I was kidding. That's sad if you had to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Like, I was joking around.
I loved it.
This is something that got serious.
Oh, I thought we were all having fun.
But we were until normal. You admitted that was a true story in your life. I was being ridiculous.
Oh.
Love you, Heidi.
And it ends up being true for you. Oh, my God.
I was a good driver.
All right, we got Davon calling the show. Hey, Davon.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You guys are amazing. Good morning.
Morning.
So, real quick, I have to agree with Frosty, and this is so weird. This list is so old school. It's like 1950, 1970.
I've only got to 3 on the list.
And it's insulting, isn't it, Davon? It's insulting.
It's very insulting, because, I mean, as a human, you can do anything. Why is getting married and having procreating an accomplishment? I don't understand that.
How old are you, Davon?
I'm 30.
All right, so you have 20 years to accomplish these other things. You haven't ruled out marriage, have you? No.
I'm already married. I'm married. I have kids, but they're not biological. They're by marriage. Unconditional love. I love them no matter what. I mean, they're still kids. They still do weird, crazy things. But, I mean, this is just, it's not an accomplishment. It's just something that
happens. Yeah, because you haven't had those kids. You're raising somebody else's, so it doesn't count.
Oh, no. I'm sure it counts no matter what. I still pay for them. They're expensive.
I know.
Go through the after school special headaches. So
it'd be easy to pay for them if you knew they came out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Frank.
There's a little bit of resentment on those kids. I don't agree with the list.
And I agree with Frosty.
Thank you, Devon. Really, thank you, Devin.
You didn't name him. I mean, my God.
Now,
no problem. Have a wonderful day, Frank Army, and everything.
That's right, buddy.
This is a slight digression. Frank is onto something here, and I'm glad he likes his adopted kid. But if you had adopted kid and your biological kid standing next to each other on a cliff, and it started to collapse, and you could only grab one, we all know which one you'd grab. It's the one that came from you.
Which one would you grab?
The one that came from your loins. The one that came from you. I think instinctively, in that split-second decision, like it or not, you'd probably go for your own, the one that came from you. And that's the way it is.
You wouldn't grab them both and throw them behind you
option.
As you fell off
not
the cliff?
Not an option. No.
No?
No. If you can only grab one and save one, then you would save your own.
What if they both fall at the same time? But you catch the adopted kid, and your blood kid catches the adopted kid's foot.
Oh, it's like in most movies with CGI, and you do a backflip in the air and do a somersault, throw
now
a karate
your adopted
chop.
Kid's trying to kick off the real kid because he can't hold on any longer.
Okay,
and you're
fine.
Like, don't kick off the real kid. I'll drop you both.
The real kid.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't sacrifice myself to save them because then the one they wouldn't have a father growing up. So
well, mom will probably remarry. She's hot.
Obviously, Shorty has kids with another guy.
Yeah, that's fine. She'll find another.
She has no problem doing that.
I like my scenario. One living father, one living child, one dead kid. That's, you know,
yeah.
I like that equation.
And this is why not everyone should have kids.
Well, yeah. Adopt. You shouldn't adopt kids, is what I'm saying.
In this case. All right. There's more to this accomplishments list. By the time you're 50, we'll get back to that. But we got to get traffic first. What's going on, Lisa?
On the 5 freeway, couple of problems.